AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on this glorious day after Memorial Day. Hope all of you are getting out, driving around, driving your cars, risking your lives. And so on in, COVID-free, because everybody is COVID-free, by the way. The world is a COVID-free place. Yeah. It's not a pandemic, guys. It's not even an epidemic. It's a false narrative designed to get your money. And if you got the COVID, and if you die of the COVID, or, you know, hey, people who die or die, and then they quickly cremate you. Right. So there's no evidence. You know, like we're reporting on the cases in Ventura County on the corner up there, just, you know, willy-nilly saying, hey, this person's died of COVID virus. Oh, they had a heart attack? They have a history of heart attack? They have no infection? No. They're dead, aren't they? If they're dead as doornails, they died of COVID virus. After all, a nail looks like a virus. I'm being facetious on that, but isn't this a bunch of crap? So how did the numbers get so wrong, right? Because you heard Cuomo. We had Cuomo talking. They got all the numbers wrong. It's not my fault. Not my fault I did what I did. I thought I was following the rules of Donald J. Trump, Cuomo says, basically. Now another article out of The Atlantic. Listen to this. How could the CDC make that mistake? The government's disease-fighting agency is conflating viral and antibody tests. compromising a few crucial metrics that governors depend on to reopen their economy. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas, and other states are doing the same. Now, again, I believe the Atlantic is the apologist here, trying to get Cuomo and others out of trouble, right? Because of their so-called overreaction to create a greater crisis. It may be also to cover for all those dead people. Think about that. So that's what we're talking about. Editor's note, The Atlantic is making vital information coverage of the coronavirus available to all readers, just to let you know. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is conflating the results of two different types of coronavirus tests, distorting several important metrics and providing the country with an inaccurate picture of the state of the pandemic. We've learned that the CDC is making, at best, a debilitating mistake. Debilitating. Combining test results that diagnose current coronavirus infections with test results that measure whether someone has ever had the virus. We've been telling you that for weeks. You know, I had the COVID virus. By all the symptomology, I had it in January. I was very sick. People will tell you I was extremely sick. Doctor says, don't come see me. You're sick. Probably the best move I made by not going into a hospital, right? Right. But this is where they get you. And this is where the conflation goes. I want to read that again so you understand. It says, distorting several important metrics, providing the country with an inaccurate picture of the state of the pandemic. We've learned, meaning the Atlantic, they've just learned this apparently, that the CDC is making at best a debilitating mistake, combining test results with diagnosis that diagnose current coronavirus infections with test results that measure whether someone has ever had the virus. The upshot is that the government's disease-fighting agency is overstating the country's ability to test people who are sick with COVID-19. The agency confirmed to Atlantic on Wednesday that it was mixing the results of viral and antibody tests, even though the two tests reveal different information and are used for different reasons. See, we've been talking about this. You know, this is one of the things in the calculation around here, actually, by the health people. And this cannot be further from the truth. And now we're finding out, by the way, we're doing an investigation on all these, all of a sudden, shockingly, these county people show up in January to take over for the COVID-19 crisis. And it wasn't even a crisis then. What? What are you doing? Who's this person? Oh, George, oh, you're related to the Soros Foundation? Oh, sure, come on in. Right. Wait till you see the connection, the links to the Soros Foundations for a lot of these people. Shocking. Shocking. That's just a little side note to history. So what they're doing is this. If you're sick, this is combining test results that diagnose current coronavirus infections, okay, with test results that measure whether someone has ever had the test. Now, how do you get that? The only way you can get the results of if someone had the test is if you have the antibodies built up in your bloodstream. You're not sick. You see, the only reason you have the high antibodies that are antibodies against the coronavirus antigen, you have a greater shot. In other words, if you've already been sick from the coronavirus, your body has produced antibodies. The coronavirus antigen invades your body and you produce antibodies, proteins designed to destroy it in your bloodstream. And if you're happy, healthy, and you've been sick, but you're happy, healthy, well, you will still test positive for having those antibodies in your bloodstream. That's a good thing. And the good thing is you're not sick with it. But they count those numbers along with those numbers where somebody has actually got a diagnosis of it. They've had the temperature sensor going on. They've had the nasal swab. And they reach up there and they just, you can just see the guy squirming at that. Don't take that thing out of there. Take that thing out of there. Don't get, you've got to get your sputum. as they call it. And, of course, they're taking those two numbers and saying, oh, this is the numbers that we have. That's why I said this worldwide test thing. You know, we go back to the article in the Epoch Times. The reason it's so high is because you're conflating two figures that don't need to be conflated. They need to be. They need to have comparative numbers to likeness. There's no comparison. One, you're sick with it. That doesn't even talk about the precursor time when you're incubating it. From the time of contact to the site. See, the life cycle for viruses fundamentally is how the virus, one, invades your body, and then two, there's an incubation period of time. Let's incubate it. It's cooking off. It's splitting. It's creating more RNA, more viral protein, all this other stuff inside your body. You're starting to come down with the symptoms. It's called incubation. And then you have the disease onset, and the disease onset in this case can last weeks. I was sick with it for weeks. But your body's fighting the antigens, fighting those antigens, doing battle with it. Creating what are called proteins known as antibodies. Anti meaning against. Your body fights it off, and then your blood level starts to, your serum level of antibodies for the coronavirus skyrockets. That's normal. You're getting well. And then ultimately it subsides. The growth stops. That means you're in a period in which you have still high antibodies against some COVID virus. So if you won't get reinfected again. That's just your body's way of handling it. So now they take your body is well material and your body is not well material. You come down with symptoms. By the way, people get the symptoms of coronavirus and never get sick with it. A lot of people. Gosh, it starts to sound like the common cold. Shocking. It's the common cold with a kick. A big kick. We understand that. But doesn't mean everybody gets it. The infection rate is very, very low. That's the other thing. The infection rate is very, very low. Anyway, we've got to come up to a break right now. When we come back, we'll cover a little bit more about this coronavirus business. Then we're going to talk about what happened. We're getting a story here. We're going to leak it because I don't see it. But we're going to leak the story because we're going to try and track it down. And that is how much money was being paid by the state of California for the arena down there in Sacramento every month. Shocking when you hear the information that we present to you. You know, I hate it when this happens, don't you? No, not really. Not really. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4700. 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Well, we're talking about right now this the fact that there's now an admission. In fact, the Atlantic is reporting what we've said has been going on, and that, see, you can't do this. They're conflating, putting things together that don't really match, but using the totality of that as a qualifier for further services and things like that. And what they've done here is if you get infected with the COVID virus, there's a period of time called the incubation period, and then there's the onset of the disease. And usually later on towards the onset of the disease, incubation periods can run anywhere from 3 or 4 days in viral situations, a very quick incubation, I might add, to maybe 15 or even 20 days of incubation, sometimes even more than that. Sometimes you get it and never see the signs and symptoms. Most times you get it. I mean, if you're being infected by viruses right now, this is why I say you walk around in an ocean of viruses. Your body battles, and gets and kills them. Antigen-antibody relationship. Your body does that all the time. Some people have absolutely no immune system. They have to live in bubbles, literally, because the slightest little bacteria or viral infection will kill them. So you have this incubation period, and then you have the onset of the disease. Now, what they're doing is wrong because they take that data. They can tell by taking temperatures, by doing certain samplings such as sputum, and getting other fluids from your body, and tell whether or not you've got the condition. Now, once you have the condition, and it says, oh, you've got all the markers are there. You've got the condition. You've got the elevated sputum. You've got the sputum sample blood. You got all that stuff together. You say, you've got the condition. You've got COVID-19. Great. You get well, and your body heals, and it produces antibodies to kill off the antigen. And that's a simple process. It's not a simple process. But the process itself is simple. Those antibodies then go on to protect you against further infection of the antibody for days and months and so on. Now, if you get tested you get tested and you're showing that you've got those antibodies, well, you're not sick. You're done, basically. But they use that number and put it together with the number that they have about you being sick or somebody else being sick, and they conflate them. You see, the person who's got the disease and they get the test, and the probability of them becoming well is extremely high. So then they're going to be going on to having, after they had the disease, the disease has run its course, a high antibody count. So they're counting two separate distinct things as one. That's how they're getting the high numbers. So in other words, you would think that if a person comes in, they get tested, and they find out, oh my God, I'm tested, I've got the virus, I've got the temperature, it's onset. You would think that a person, that same person wouldn't be counted later on in the total count if they produce antibodies, which is a normal function. And that's what's happening. That's why they're getting these enormous numbers. It says here the upshot is that the governor's disease fighting agency is overstating the country's ability to test people who are sick with COVID. The agency confirmed to the Atlantic on Wednesday. This is the CDC. It confirmed on Wednesday that it's mixing the results of viral antibody tests, even though the two tests reveal different information and are used for different reasons. That's the point. Says this is not merely a technical error. States that have quantitative guidelines for the reopening their economies based on these flawed data power points. See, they're flawed points, which is what we data points. That's what we've been saying all along. Several states, including Pennsylvania, the site of one of the country's largest outbreaks, as well as Texas, Georgia, and Vermont, are blending the data. In the same way, Virginia likewise mixed viral antibody test results until last week, but it reversed course, and the governor apologized for the practice after it was covered by the Richmond Times-Dispatch and the Atlantic. Maine similarly separated its data on Wednesday. Vermont authorities claimed they didn't even know they were doing this. I don't know. I know nothing. I know nothing. Schultz, I know nothing. The widespread use of the practice means that it remains difficult to know exactly how much the country's ability to test people who are actively sick with COVID-19 has improved. That's my point on the I said just a second ago. You've got to be kidding me. Asha Jay, the K.T. Lee professor of global health at Harvard and the director of the Harvard Global Health Institute, told us, when we describe what the CDC was doing, how could the CDC make that mistake? This is a mess. This is basic virology 101. They're failing it. Doesn't it sound familiar? The carbon footprint and global warming. Everywhere you look, it's a mess. A negative test result means something different from each test. If somebody tests negative for the viral test, a doctor can be relatively confident that they are not sick right now. If someone tests negative on the antibody test, they have probably never been infected with or exposed to the coronavirus. Or they may have been given a false result. Antibody tests are notoriously less accurate on an individual level than the viral test. Mixing the two tests makes it much harder to understand the meaning of positive tests. And it goes on and on and on and on. It says, the CDC stopped publishing anything resembling a complete database of daily test results on February 29th. When it resumed publishing test data last week, a page of its website explained the new COVID data tracker said that only viral tests were included in its results. This is a mess, and it's a mess for money. That's what it's turned into, a mess for money. That's all they want is the money. They'll kill your parents. They'll kill your grandparents because they just want the money. We just want the money, honey. That's all we want. We're money grubbers. See, front page includes list of coronavirus. What's this now? Did I report this yesterday? Wait a minute. Let's see here. Did I report this? How could they do this? I'm sorry. I'm shockingly looking at the same article that shouldn't be here. But I guess it is. This was the thing yesterday. I'll just briefly mention this. Man, where is the time going? cover. I got a lot of stuff to cover here. New York Times. Remember when reading two or three? This also helps explain this. This was the article from yesterday. Sorry, this is part of the show notes, by the way. The Sunday New York Times used the front page to list hundreds of names of victims of the coronavirus. Okay, now you know the test result is sketchy, and they're doubling down on their data. They're using two different data pieces, combining it for one, and they're raising the numbers of people who are considered to have coronavirus condition. The U.S. is nearing the grim milestone of 100,000 coronavirus deaths since the pandemic reached our shores in January. Thank God for President Trump, or this number would have been much larger. And what they're referring to there is, of course, the planes being shut off from China coming into California. As usual, New York Times is not quite forthcoming with its liberal audience. At least two of the five U.S. coronavirus deaths were in New York and New Jersey, thanks to the fact that the Democratic governors tossed sick patients into nursing homes. Yep. And look at the data they used. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. For all of your informational needs. So if you get sick in Sacramento, with the COVID, the state's got a place for you. The state has a place for you. Shockingly, they do. Just one of those kind of places that you want to go to, right?
Our hearts and prayers go out to everybody as it relates to meeting this very difficult week head on and making sure that we have all of the appropriate personnel, appropriate sites, as well as equipment, particularly ventilators, to support those most in need. Over the course of months, the state of California has been preparing in a very deliberative way. We phased our preparation in different frames. Phase one is the focus of today's press conference. We want to let folks know that our phase one procurement includes some 50,000 beds above and beyond what is currently available in our hospital system. And I say currently with a caveat. We have 416 hospitals in our hospital system, some 75,000 licensed beds. We have asked the hospital system itself to create capacity to surge by roughly 40%, so 30,000 beds within the hospital system itself. The additional surge, the 50,000 phase one goal, would come from the state working with partners at the local level, 20,000 beds for alternative care sites. So within the hospital system, acute care, a focus on building capacity and assets in and around those hospital footprints, in and around the emergency rooms, in and around the operating rooms, with existing staff, to the extent we need to surge the staff, a health core support that we've been talking about the course of the last week or so. This is one of the sites, of the 20,000 sites, that the state of California has procured, and as you can see behind me, quite literally, is being brought into a condition where we can start accepting patients as early as April 20th. We're here in the Sacramento region, the Sleep Train Arena, where the Sacramento Kings once played. This is a site that will provide for 400 beds specifically for patients that are either being discharged from our hospital system, from our emergency departments, or going here directly with mild to moderate symptoms. The acute care will continue to be provided in our hospital system as part of their larger surge. We have sites like this arena in every major region in the state of California. Those 4,613 beds are currently locked down, but they're not by any stretch the totality of what we're trying to source and the number, again, of 20,000 that we ultimately are going to seek. We worked first to secure Seton Hospital in Northern California, hospital that was no longer operating as it once was, 220 beds specifically now available at Seton.
Okay. That press conference was held on April 6th. And they outfitted it, 400 beds, the whole thing. I don't even know what the cost of that was. But I do know that they, for seven patients served since they opened on April 20th, seven patients served. See, you have to bring it all in, bring it up to speed. This is the Sleep Train Center. This is where the old Kings used to play. And, of course, the city of Sacramento brought in a new arena in the Sacramento. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. It's $500,000 every month to pay for this, in which there's only been seven patients served by Governor Newsom. I mean, wow. And how long were they there? Wow. How long were they there? I just thought I'd share that with you. Now, here's the bigger question. Since we don't have the patients, this is from the Los Angeles Times, by the way. This is what it says. It says, Gavin Newsom is leading an effort to add 50,000 hospital beds to the 75,000 already existing in California. His health corps volunteers will help set up the extra beds. Really? I'd like to have seen that. Are there pictures of that? Do we have pictures of people setting this stuff up, or is it just all mimicry and mocking? Newsom is also trying to add facilities as coronavirus surge hospitals. I don't know what that means. The Sacramento Kings Sleep Train Arena is being prepared to use as one such hospital. Never seen a picture from it. That's not meaning it's not out there, right? That's what it means. That's what it means. Hello. This is what it says. 1 month ago, this is from his many trolls. Now, this comes off of the Facebook thing, right? And you can tell a troll when you're a mile away. Right, a mile away. One of the ways is to look at the data from that troll's website or that troll's site if they have a site, right? But in order to be on Facebook, you got to have some sort of, you have to have a website. You have to show your videos that you make or whatever. And this is an obvious troll. Siberian Orange is the name. An obvious troll. Boy, shocking, all the uploads and play. The 2 years ago, there was the last upload. And it said, I would never thought this would happen. We won, Taco Bell winner. It's a little picture of that. Then 3 years ago, let's do this. 65 views. Shocking. An incredibly unimportant video. That was the other. Oh, there's only three that's been uploaded? Shocking. Only three on this troll's address. This is how you break the trolls down.
Hey, the fastest and easiest.
Those little buttons they show there that, down at the bottom of comments. Let's read what the troll said. Let's read what the troll said about the dear governor. It says, I haven't been a fan of Newsom. Still not politically, but I respect the maturity shown in his public face of handling this. He's down gratitude and balance, whatever that means, regardless of party lines, written by the trusting troll. And then there's 10 replies. Now, that particular thing, 1 month ago. Oh, here we go. Johnny Rocks, 1 month ago. Siberian Orange, well said. Let's check into that guy's credentials. Amber 180. He takes responsibility for mistakes, takes ownership of the state's issues, and can change course if necessary during a crisis. He's an asset to the state of California. Encino Balba. Agreed. Newsom has been complimentary of Trump and Pence for their cooperation. Contrast with Governor Cuomo. Karen Ward. We'll say he has done some good but under his watch, 21 million N95 masks expired. Uh-oh. Siberian Orange. City Happy, New Westminster, California, or company. Newest version of the family. Have a wonderful Christmas gift from you. Blah, blah, blah. Those are the trolls. I just have to check the one troll. The well said, Johnny Rocks. How many videos is shocking? Johnny Rocks. He's got no content. Another troll from UC Davis. Are we outing you out, UC Davis, for your trolling work here to compliment excessively the governor? That's okay. Just $500,000 down the. But I bring it up because $500,000 to this governor's chump change. What about all the other beds he says he has over the state? They've had no patience. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Well, the Newsom lie. I hate it when this happens, don't you? See how they report it. See if they got this on Fox News. Everybody's emailing me, texting me. It's on Fox News, Fox News. I don't see it on Fox News. Nope, I don't. Sack B has it, says... Turns out Sleep Train Arena, the team's home in Natomas until 2016, is coming at a cost to taxpayers. The state is paying the Kings $500,000 a month for use of the facility for 3 months, though the team has donated the use of the adjacent practice facility. I didn't know that. They've donated the additional. So something happened there, right? Now, this one, May 7th, this comes from CBS Local, May 7th. Let's follow the money. I think that's what we're doing here. All right, so we've got some sort of scene here. This is from Channel 13. Oh, this is these are good. These people are good. They are the ones. I say they're good because they reported about New California, right? They were the ones who broke the big story that went national. The reporter was all over it. He was loving it. Big international story about New California.
The state more than $500,000 a month in rent to use the shuttered Sleep Train Arena as an alternative hospital for COVID-19 patients. But none were as shocked as some who used to run that arena.
Tonight, CBS 13 investigative reporter Julie Watts has an exclusive interview with former Kings executives who are calling on the current owners to give the state money back.
Before we even asked... This was offered.
When Governor Newsom first announced that the Kings offered Sleep Train Arena to help house an expected surge of coronavirus patients,
I'm very, very grateful to you.
Former Kings vice presidents Tom Peterson and Mark Stone weren't surprised.
Given back to the community. That was always emphasized in my experience there.
That was the tradition of the Kings and what originally was Arco Arena.
Between the two of them, they spent nearly 30 years with the Kings, Tom under three different ownerships, and Mark was senior VP of arena services under the Maloofs.
And there's no doubt, I mean, zero doubt in my mind that they would have done anything but just offered it up and said, what else can I do?
In fact, they say the Kings have a history of donating the facility free of charge during a variety of emergencies, ranging from floods to Y2K. So when they later learned the Kings were actually charging the state $500,000 a month to rent the arena.
At first, I thought it must be a typo.
In addition to utilities and employee salaries, which the state also has to pay.
Everyone I talked to just couldn't believe it.
Seemed out of sorts with what our morals and core values were.
They say several other former VPs and owners were pretty much in agreement. If the Kings weren't going to donate the facility, they shouldn't be charging more than their cost.
You actually spoke with the Maloofs. You've spoken with several VPs. What do you think the Kings should be charging under these circumstances?
It seems to come down around $20,000 or $25,000 a month.
CBS 13 asked the Kings if it would disclose their actual monthly expenses for the Sleep Train Arena.
We're talking about an arena that has been shuttered for years.
In an email, a spokesperson indicated the costs associated with owning the property are over six figures monthly, though she would not say if that included the utilities and salaries which the state is paying above and beyond its $500,000 monthly rent.
They're not providing any of that. There's no real cost to them. It's like a money grab.
Peterson and Stone also pointed out, unlike previous ownerships, the Kings are now subsidized by the state. Still, the Kings defend the rent, stating, per the state, our lease agreement is consistent with other similar alternate care facilities that have been created to support the COVID-19 crisis.
I find that hard to believe.
CBS 13 requested copies of those lease agreements from the state, most of which appear to be for existing medical facilities, but we did not receive them by deadline. A spokesperson previously noted that the $500,000 rent at the arena works out to about $41 per bed per night.
That explanation rings hollow for me.
The Kings point to their In This Together initiative, noting that CBS 13 has covered many of their charitable activities, ranging from donating masks to food to individual donations from Kings players.
The Kings Foundation does a great job right now, I'll tell you that.
Still, the former executives don't think the Kings should be profiting off the pandemic.
I wouldn't have been contacting you if the deal was covering their costs.
Now, we did point out the team is likely to make less money this year due to stadium fan restrictions, but the men say few teams are profitable year to year, and they know many businesses will lose money along with the state.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, the Maloofs were a lot different animal than the current group. And they got themselves a stadium. The state, and again, there's, I don't know the particulars about it. I kind of kept out of that realm. Was looking into doing some things for big concerts and stuff like that in those arenas and tested the waters and didn't get the warm and fuzzy. And they had just made the transition from the Maloofs, by the way, when I made some overtures to the Kings group. And I find it very, very interesting the way this whole thing is playing out. I'm just fighting it. Gavin Newsom striking out again. We anticipate we're going to have all. No, listen, this is part of the problem. They're going to come out and use the excuse now because this is now becoming a story. I mean, it's going to be up on, you know, it's going to be up on. And this, by the way, this story here came out on May 7th. Now, if they're still paying for 3 months, that's $1.5 million that's going to go to the Kings. The Maloofs, as you know, or maybe you don't know, would never have charged for this. Never have charged. And you heard what he was saying. The cost, really, the cost basis for that stadium every month is around $25,000. And they're just throwing it away because they don't do anything in there. There's, again, I think it's because it's so cost prohibitive to put on an event from the state standpoint. They just can't do it. Bringing in all those employees and stuff. Wow. And, you know, when you're the event sponsor, you got to pay for that. You bear the cost there. That's why nobody's doing anything in those arenas. Even the one downtown, what are they doing down there? It costs a lot of money to put these things on. Just to walk in the door in California. All those things apply. All the things that have driven business out of California apply to those places too. That's why it's so difficult to get these venues worked out. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. Of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, state of the future. It's here, it's now, it's all around. NewCaliforniaState.com. Okay, I'm telling you, it's just kind of a groovy kind of day today. I can tell it already. Grievance number 5. 90 more to go. 90 more to go, and statehood will be achieved. That's what's going to happen. 95 more grievances. Well, it's 90. It's amazing. You know, but this particular grievance, I really like this particular grievance. Prudence, indeed. Talking about the orders of the day. You can check it out if you want. You can go to the website. We've got the website up, and the website shows you the grievances. And you can go there and check out grievance number 5. Grievance number 5. Chapter 2. And everybody goes, wow, what? This is kind of serious business. It is. When you're reading grievances, honey, ladies and gentlemen, it is serious business. In the opening line of grievance number 5, declaration of grievance, order of the day, prudence indeed, revolt is our right, our duty. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com and NewCaliforniaState.com or NCS51. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans. prudence indeed.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.